Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Steve, brother. Good morning, my people. Good morning to my radio audience this morning. I would like to give the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Israel, all the glory and all the honor today. Let me check some things out here, people. I'm having some more technical issues. But it seemed to be working okay now. So like I was saying, I would like to thank the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob this morning for being here again with you once again. We have a very, very profound broadcast entitled that we will be discussing this morning, a very well-needed discussion. I am the prophet of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I haven't been on this platform excuse me, people, could you turn the AC on, brother? Okay, go look for it. It's over there. Yes, I haven't been on in a while, my people, but I'm here today. I am here today. The title of this broadcast, The Last Kingdom Rising Empire. It's supposed to be an empire, but for some reason it didn't edit. The Last Kingdom Rising Empire, Hebrew Nation, 12 Tribes of Israel, audio number 2. I made audio number 1 last week. This week, I'm here to finish out where I left off last week. So again, I would like to thank the God of Israel. I am your host, Elisheba. I'm the prophet of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the prophet of the God of Israel, the God of the Hebrew nation, the 12 tribes of Israel. Guest call-in number for anyone would like to call in, 661-244-9831. Let me repeat that, 661-244-9831. You would like to call in, discuss this topic, this great topic, the last kingdom, the last kingdom. Won't be no more kingdoms, people, after this. The last kingdom rising, a rising empire, Hebrew nation, 12 tribes of Israel. You didn't learn that in history class at school. They didn't teach you nothing about the Hebrew kingdom, nothing about the Hebrew nation, and nothing about the Hebrew God or the Hebrew people. So nobody know anything about the Hebrew kingdom, the greatest kingdom that ever existed to mankind, the greatest kingdom that ever been in this world. It's the Hebrew kingdom and their God, the God of Israel. Ahaya is his name. Greatest king. But they don't want to teach you about this in school. They don't want to teach you about this. Why, people? Why? Why was you not taught in your history class, going to your pagan schools, about the Hebrew? Through God, they want you to know absolutely nothing. But I am here as the prophet of the God of Israel, his servant, to let you know that there will be a last kingdom. And that last kingdom will be the Hebrew Empire. Standing. After he defeat all his Gentile enemies. Because he got a lot. See, those are the ones that hid the information. Those are the ones that created all your schools, all your education system. That's why you don't know about the Hebrew kingdom. You don't know nothing about the Hebrew God, and they created all your religions. So you know absolutely nothing. Come out the Gentiles now. The God of Israel enemy. And the God of Israel people, the Hebrew kingdom or the Hebrew nation, the 12 tribes, their enemy. The Gentiles. That's who I'm talking about. These are the ones that hid all the information about the Hebrew king and the God of Israel. They gave them all kind of names when they translated the Bible. I just want to talk about a little history first before we go into the broadcast. Because I want you to understand why I'm doing what I'm doing and why I have to do what I'm doing. Okay? They set up all the religions to talk, teach you about another God or other gods, should I say. Because the Gentiles have plenty of gods. Buddha, Allah, Jesus, Jesus, YHWH, Jah, all kind of gods they have. The Gentiles. They created all the religions that you have in the earth to deceive you, to deceive me, and to keep the God of Israel from ever being known by his people. So they created your religions, they created your school system, your education system. That's why in history class you ain't got nothing about the Hebrews. You don't know who David is. The only David you know is the one they talk about in the Christian church. No, I'm not talking about that David. I'm talking about the David that was over the Hebrew empire in ancient times. That David, we're going to be discussing that day. Solomon, his son. All black people. No white people here, okay? They are from Africa, okay? Ain't no white. No white. Nowhere. Okay? So let me help you today to understand this rising kingdom that will rise out of the east. That will rise out of the east. The greatest king. The greatest king. Why we don't have our kingdom today? What happened to the Hebrew kingdom? What happened to the Hebrew nation? We got kicked out of our kingdom because of worshiping false gods and idolatry. Idolatry against the God of Israel, higher the God of the Hebrew nation. We got kicked out of Jerusalem, our ancestors. We got scattered all over the earth. And that's why we don't have our kingdom, because we chose other gods. And we chose other way and the other understanding outside of what the God of Israel told Moses to give the children of Israel when they left Egypt, the law and the covenant. We went outside of that and started worshiping other gods and doing all kind of rituals, killing the kids and giving them to Baal, which ain't nobody but modern day Jehovah. And Yahweh, YHWH, okay? So let me go into detail, my people. Let me go into detail about the children of Israel and the Hebrew kingdom. The last empire will rise out of the east. No, Israel not dead. That's a more madness that the Christian church have been teaching for over 500 years alone. No, Israel not dead. They still alive. They are the ones that will rise, the remnant. So let me go into my scriptures. Give me a minute. Let me go into my scriptures. The first scripture we're going to go into is Deuteronomy 17. Let me get that. I'm here to help you people. You need a lot of help, because y'all don't have no understanding. You don't have no knowledge. You don't have no wisdom. You have absolutely nothing. All you have is religion. But some elder teaching you and some pastor teaching you and some evangelist. You don't have nothing, people. You don't have nothing. All your Hebrew Israelite elders, all they talk about is what the white man doing. And what he's doing, the government doing. No, no, no. That's not what they need to be discussing right now. What they need to be discussing is what the God of Israel wants them to discuss. Not what they want to talk about. That's all they talk about, what the government doing and how you going to do this. No, no, no. No. The people need edification. The people need to be edified. What people am I talking about? The 12 tribes of Israel. They need to be edified. They need some understanding. Give me 1 minute, people. Give me 1 minute. And that's what I'm here to do as the prophet of the God of Israel. Yes, I'm his prophet. One minute, people. Stay here. Okay. So we're going to go to Deuteronomy 17 first. This history has been hidden. This history about the Hebrew God, Ahiah, the Hebrew kingdom, have been hidden. The Hebrew nation have been hidden for many, many generations. And you've got people like G-O-C-C, I-E-P, H-O-P, now the elders that say they are into the truth, still sending their children to these satanic schools. And they ain't teaching them nothing about who they are, their history as Hebrew, little girls and little boys. You still want to send your children to these satanic colleges, ain't teaching them nothing but how to get a job and work at a corporation and be a slave for the Gentiles. Y'all people are not into truth because you don't want to disconnect yourself from the beast and his system. His education system, his food system, his clothing system. You don't want to disconnect you and your children from the beast. So stop talking about you walking in truth and you in the truth. No, you ain't in the truth. Till you live the truth. Till you live the pages on the Hebrew scrolls, what the God of Israel told us to do, how he told us to walk, where he told us to go, what he told us to wear, what he told us to do, what he told us to eat, what he told us to have. Then, and only then, my people, are you walking into truth. So let's go to Deuteronomy. Let me give y'all some insight today. Deuteronomy, yeah, they disconnected. They can't hear the God of Israel. That's why they keep talking about the same thing about the government and all that. Getting on the air talking about the government and talking about basketball players and K.I. West. Who cares about that madness? We need to be talking about what the God of Israel want us to do and talk about right now. But because your elders and leaders, all of them, are disconnected from the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They have no understanding. They can't hear him. They can't do nothing. Yeah, let them keep looking up their research. Okay, yeah, some of their research is okay. It's okay. It's helping the people some. But we got to hear the prophetic man. We got to hear the God of Israel speak to us. We got to hear the God of Israel tell us what we got to do right now. We need a prophet or a prophetess, what I am, to speak for the people, to speak to the people for the God of Israel. Why? Because your leaders can't hear him. This is the only way, people. This is the only way. The God of Israel only speak to his prophet. No one else will he ever speak to but his prophet. All through the Hebrew history, they always had prophets that the God of Israel spoke to the people and told them what to do. Even King David had a prophet, the king of the Hebrew. few empire, he had a prophet over him. Nathan, Gad, Solomon, all of them have, all the kings have prophets over them. Jeremiah, he was over Hezekiah, and all of them have prophets over them. The Hebrew kingdom would never rise, it would never stand without a prophet first in rank with the God of Israel. So you can keep listening to that religion and all that stuff your elders talking about. John the Baptist was the last prophet. Are you people nuts? Are you people nuts? You got to be absolutely nuts to think that John the Baptist is the last prophet of the God of Israel. That's why you people don't know nothing. That's why you can't hear nothing. That's why you don't understand nothing but what they are teaching you. Men doctrine, not the prophetic. Going through history books teaching you about certain things. Yeah, that's okay. But we need to hear from our God. Deuteronomy 17, people. Let's pick it up at verse 14. Deuteronomy 17:14. It said, just talking about the future king of the children of Israel when they was in the wilderness, when they left Egypt. We going into some Hebrew history right now, okay? You're in a history class today. This is the history of the Hebrew kingdom and the Hebrew people and the Hebrew God. The future king. So when the children of Israel is right here in Deuteronomy 17, they left Egypt and they became a nation in the wilderness. They became a nation. The God of Israel spoke to them and told them, when you get your king, when you get to Canaan, when you leave out of this wilderness, they stayed there for 40 years because they was rebellious. When you get to Canaan, when you get your king, when you get in the promised land, Canaan, in Africa, Palestine, when you get there, you will, and when you receive your king, let me tell you exactly what your king got to do. So the children of Israel was always a nation. They always was a kingdom. Once they left, they was a kingdom before they went to Egypt. Believe me, Jacob, Abraham, all of them, they was the fathers of the Hebrew kingdom. That's before they even went to Egypt. Okay? We was always a people for the God of Israel from the beginning. They lost that. They lost their identity when they moved, when Jacob, our father, went to Egypt. Because it was a Ephraim and Canaan. He had to go down there with Joseph, his son. They lost their identity because they stayed in Egypt like 430 years. So they lost their identity of who they was and who their God was. Because they went into slavery from Pharaoh. Okay, people? So when they got to the wilderness, that kingdom was renewed. The Hebrew nation was renewed in the wilderness by their God and the prophet Moses and the prophet Aaron, the priest, and Miriam, the prophetess. Deuteronomy 17:14. When thou art come into the land, okay, which higher thy God giveth thee, and shall possess it, and shall dwell therein, and shall say, I will set a king over me, like all the nations that are about me, Ahayah say, be careful about that, Israel. He told Moses to tell him, be careful about that. When you get in Canaan, you're going to set a king over you. Like all the other Gentile nations. I want a king just like them. Just like a Gentile king. Number one, you can't set nothing over you, Israel. I'm your king. The God of Israel was always their king. Always their king. They never needed a king. But because they want to be like somebody else, the Gentiles, then the God of Israel said, okay, you don't need a king, but if you want one, go ahead. Let me show you what's going to happen to you now, that you choose a king, a man to be your king over me, because I'm your king. So it said right here, verse 15, thou shalt in any wise set him king over thee, which Ahayah thy God shall choose one from among thy brothers. The only king that the children of Israel was allowed to have was one from the 12 tribes of Israel. So Queen Elizabeth, she ain't our queen. Them kings over there, Saudi Arabia, all them kings, or King Charles and all them people, they are not the kings over the Hebrew people. We can only have a king and a queen that's of our nation, the Hebrew nation, of our brethren and of our sisters. It can't be no Gentile king ruling over us. Never. So King Charles and Queen Elizabeth and all them, they know king. They not my king because I'm a Hebrew. I know who I am. Those are Gentile kings. So the God of Israel told you, no, you can't just pick no any king that you want to pick, Israel. It has to be of your brethren, the 12 tribes of Israel. Verse 16, because he said right here, thou shalt set a king over thee. Thou mayest not set a stranger over thee, which is not thy brother. Can't no stranger be over the children of Israel. And nothing, my people. The word stranger means Gentile. In the Hebrew, it means another nation or another nationality, a Gentile. Can't no Gentile rule the children of Israel. Can't no Gentile teach the children of Israel nothing. So all these churches and stuff they got set up on corners, the Gentiles trying to say they over the people, they teaching the people something. No, man. No. The only one can ever teach us is of our brethren, the Hebrew men and the Hebrew women. So right there, it's just, if that's how the Gentiles is able to rule, let me keep going because I got a deep, deep, deep lesson today. Verse 16, so it cannot be a stranger. It's got to be a Hebrew if they're going to be over us. They're going to be our king, queen, teach us something about the God of Israel. Sure, they must be Hebrews and Hebrews only. Remember that. So leave all them white folks churches. Get up out of all them white folks churches. All them churches that say they Gentiles, get up out of there, people. Get up out of there. Because the God of Israel did not set these people up over you. They Gentiles. T.D. Jakes and all of them, that's what they say. They Gentiles. So get up out of them churches, okay? Y'all want to go to the school and all of that? They don't, you know, education they call it. Get up out of all that madness because they can't teach us nothing according to our God, according to the Hebrew records, the scrolls. They can't teach us nothing, absolutely nothing. Can't no stranger set over us to show us and teach us nothing. Next verse. I'm reading Deuteronomy 17 about the future king. Verse 16. But he shall not multiply horses to himself, nor cause the people to return to Egypt, to the end that he shall multiply horses. For as much as Ahijah have said unto you, ye shall henceforth return no more that way. So he told the children of Israel, don't even think about going back to Egypt, because I'm not going to put up with that. Next verse. Neither shall ye multiply wives to himself, that his heart turn not away, neither shall he greatly multiply to himself silver and gold. Verse 18, and it shall be when he sitteth upon the throne of his kingdom. Talking about a Hebrew king or a Hebrew queen, either way. And he shall be when he sitteth upon the throne of his kingdom. We're going to talk about that kingdom today. We're going to discuss that kingdom today. We're going to see the kingdom that's going to rise, the last kingdom that will rise, the Hebrew nation. We're going to discuss that today. We're going to show you prophetic information out of the Bible that's going to show you the Hebrew kingdom, where it's coming from, who's going to be there, who's going to live there, all of that. We're going to try to show you that today and break it down piece by piece. Because the God of Israel is telling Moses, when the children of Israel get in their kingdom, he shall not be he that set upon the throne of his kingdom, that he shall write, okay, and let me read 18 over. And it shall be when he sitting upon the throne of his kingdom, the Hebrew kingdom, that he shall write him a copy of this law and a book out of that which is before the priest, the Levite, Aaron. So Moses is explaining to the children of Israel, when you decide that you want a king or, you know, he got to follow the law. And it shall be with him, and he shall read therein all the days of his life. All the days of his life. That's when Solomon went off. They all went off. Hezekiah, Ahaz, Manasseh, all Jeroboam, all Rehoboam, they all went off. Why? Because they did not want to follow the law of the God of Israel. They must read it every day, all the days of his life, and teach it to the children of Israel. But they didn't want to do that. They wanted to serve other gods. They wanted to be like the Gentiles that was around them and do the things, set up idols in the temple and pray to idols and bow down to idols and, you know, make a big statue. They had so many statues, just like they got today, of their gods. So he told them, you're going to follow the law, King, and you're going to read the law every day and teach it to the people that you may prolong your life in the earth, that he may learn to fear Ahijah his God, to keep all the words of this law and these statutes to do them, that his heart be not lifted up above his brother. A Hebrew king or queen cannot lift up their heart towards their brethren, the 12 tribes of Israel. We must always be humble enough to reach our brothers and sisters. We should not puff ourselves up because we're sitting on the Hebrew throne as a king or a queen. They still are brothers and sisters, and we must treat them in accordingly of brothers and sisters. So Moses is giving them instructions what they got to do once they get into Canaan, when they choose a king, or when they want a king to sit over them. This king must follow the God of Israel exactly the way he got it wrote right here. And if he don't do that, the kingdom will be took down. And that's exactly what happened to the Hebrew kingdom. the 12 tribes of Israel. It was took down by the God of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Why? Because they didn't follow the blueprint right here that I'm reading to you. That's why all the kings of the children of Israel, the Hebrew kingdom, the Hebrew nation, was all took down by the God of Israel. He sent Gentiles in on them to kill them and to destroy them and to scatter us all over the earth. You got to do it his way, or it won't be no way. And he said his heart should not be lifted up above his brother and his sisters, and that he turned not aside from the commandment to the right hand or to the left, to the end that he may prolong his days in his kingdom. Verse 20 of Deuteronomy 17. When you lift up your heart, Solomon, when you lift up your heart, David, when you lift up your heart, Manasseh, when you lift up your heart, Hezekiah, when you lift up your heart, Ahab, these are all Hebrew kings that I just said. And that you turn out aside. Don't turn away from my law. Don't turn away from my covenant. Don't turn away from my commandments, or the kingdom will be destroyed and the kingdom will be took down. And that's what happened to the Hebrew kingdom. They did not want to follow the laws, the statutes, and the judgments of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So he destroyed our kingdom. But it's going to rise again. It's going to rise again. It will be the last kingdom to rise in this earth. The very final kingdom will be Yaakov, Jacob's children, living in that kingdom. So he said right here, that your days may be prolonged in the kingdom of the God of Israel, the Hebrew kingdom. He said that your days may belong in his kingdom, he and his children in the midst of Israel. We're talking about an Israel king, a Hebrew king, the Hebrew kingdom. That the children of Israel and their children may be blessed. When you sit in the midst of my people, King David and all the rest of y'all, y'all must follow what I have written for you to follow. And if you don't, destruction will hit Jerusalem. And that's exactly what happened. And that's exactly why the Hebrew people are not in their kingdom today. Next Bible verse. So it's very important that the Hebrew king follow the law and the statutes and do what the God of Israel placed him on the kingdom to do. Oh, but they didn't want to do that. Just like you people don't want to do it today. They want to be like the Gentiles back then, and y'all want to be like them today. But let me go to my next Bible verse. The last kingdom, rising empire, Hebrew nation, 12 tribes of Israel, audio number 2. Let's go to Revelation now, 12. Let's break this kingdom down now. Revelation 12. Revelation 12. Revelation 12. I went over this last week. I don't think I want to read all of it. You can go back and listen to audio number 1, the same topic, if you want to go back into and understand exactly what I was saying about a woman give birth to a son, Revelation 12. A woman, that woman is Israel. Okay? That's who the woman is. Right here in Revelation 12, is real. She gave birth to a son. Okay? Let me just read it down. And there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. So that 12 stars, again, like I told you last week, represent the 12 tribes of Israel, the rising kingdom, the Hebrew Empire. The Hebrew Empire. So the 12 stars are the 12 tribes. And she bearing with child, cried, travailing in birth and pain to be delivered. Those 12 stars, and they are crying right now. And I don't want to go through all of this because I have other things that I want to say to you. Like I say, I read this last week and broke it all the way down. I'm just going to read through it and go to my next verse. Like I said, if you want to understand the woman giving birth to a son, go back to audio number one. And there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon having 7 heads and 10 horns. I told you who them 7 heads are. I told you who the 10 horns are. The EU. That's who it is, the 10 horns. And the red dragon is Satan. Satan and the red dragon and the European Union or the European nations, they are against the woman and the 12 stars, which is Israel. They against the woman. The woman represents the Hebrew kingdom. Okay, people? The woman represents the Hebrew nation. The woman represents the Hebrew empire. And the 12 stars is her 12, the 12 tribes of Israel, the EU. The 10 horns and the red dragon, they against the woman. They against the Hebrew Empire and the 12 tribes of Israel. Let me keep reading. Look at here, people. Trying to help y'all. And there appeared another woman, one in heaven. Verse 3. And behold, a great red dragon having 7 heads. I told you 7 heads is where the Vatican sits. Rome, where the Vatican has 7 mountains, which is 7 heads. That's where the Vatican sit, okay? The gray whore, all of that sit right up in there, okay? All of that's connected. Okay, so you have the 10 horns, which is the 10 European nations, or the EU. And 7 heads upon his head, 7 crowns upon his head. And his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven. And did cast them to the earth, and the dragon stood before the woman. Satan is the dragon that's standing before the woman right now, people, to take the 12 tribes down. The dragon been standing there. The dragon, Satan, have been standing. He stood against Adam and Eve in the garden. It started way back then, people. Way back then, the dragon, Satan, Lucifer, he used to be called, has stood against the woman, Eve, Jerusalem. Okay? It started way back then. And the dragon stood before the woman. And the dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered, but to devour her child as soon as it was born. That child represented the Son of God. The Son of God represents the 12 tribes of Israel. He's the king of the Hebrew nation. He's the king of the Hebrew nation. He's from the tribe of Judah. Okay, he's the king of the Hebrew nation. He represented Israel. He came for Israel. He came for the lost sheep of the tribe of Israel. So the dragon is standing before Mary, was standing for before us. And that dragon back then was the Roman standing before Mary. Herod, he wanted to kill the Son of God. He was after him. As soon as he was born, he sent people after him to try to find him and kill him. That's the dragon, the red dragon. That's a dragon on earth, but the one is Satan and his agents that's standing against the woman with the 12 stars. Because he wanted to devour the child as soon as he was born. And she brought forth a man child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. And her child was called up unto God and to his throne. To his throne. To his throne. Let me try to get a precept on that, okay? I'm going to go back to all of that. If I have time, I'll come back to that and show you a precept, how the Son of God was called up to the throne of his Father. But I don't want to go through that because I have other scriptures that I have to read, okay? And their woman fled into the wilderness where she had a place prepared of God, and that they should feed her there 3,203 days. That's 3.5 years. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angel fought against the dragon. So it's a war going on right now. There's always been a war with Michael, his angels, and Satan and his angels fighting for rulership, fighting for dominion, fighting who will rule this last kingdom. That's why Satan got everybody setting up stuff in space, the red planet, all kind of stuff they trying to set up. Another Atlantis and all kind of stuff the Gentile 10 horns trying to set up with the red dragon. Okay? But the God of Israel, like we was in the wilderness when we left Egypt. And the woman fled into the wilderness. That's where we fled when we left Egypt. We're going back to that same exact place for 3.5 years, years to be preserved while the New World Order, to protect the remnant, the 10% from the New World Order. And the face of the beast, the serpent, the red dragon. So it said, the woman fled into the wilderness where she had a place prepared of God, that they should feed her 3,203 days. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angel fought against the dragon. And the dragon fought in his angels and prevailed not. So your God, Satan, the God of the Gentiles, Satan. Let me say it loud and clear for you people. The God of the Gentile nation is Satan, okay? You will not be able to prevail over the God of Israel, the God of all gods, the God of all gods. You don't have no, your little weak God, Satan, will not prevail against Michael and his angels. So don't think that your kingdom going to rule, your kingdom, going the Gentile kingdom going to continue to rule, the Gentile kingdom going to continue to stand. No, your kingdom must come down now. The God of Israel, high is his name, he's going to bring your kingdoms down. He's going to bring them down. I don't care if you got Satan or whoever you got your deal, whoever is trying to fight to stop what's going to take place prophetically. You won't be able to stop it because the last kingdom will rise out of the east. And Satan and no one else will be able to stop this kingdom. So you can continue with all your little devices and all the stuff that you Gentile nations are trying to use against the children of Israel to stop them from seeing their God and finding their God and knowing who they are and knowing their identity. The God of Israel have a people. He have a people in this earth that y'all would not be able to touch. It will rise, the Hebrew nation, the 12 tribes of Israel will rise. I come as the prophet of the God of Israel to serve notice to you Gentiles. You will not be able to hide the children of Israel. You will not be able to hide them from the God of Israel. The only reason you was able to do what you have done for centuries, the God of Israel let you do it. For Israel, rebellion and wickedness against them. But he got a people in this earth in this last day that will hear him and will pay attention to his prophet that he set over his Hebrew nation and his Hebrew priest. He got a people that will hear him. And those people are the 12 tribes of Israel. And I'm going to show you where they're going to live and where their empire will rise from. So let me read this on down. I'm going to hold this. I'm going to go to my next Bible verse. And if we have time, we'll come back and I'll precept this so I can show you exactly where that solitary place at, where the children of Israel are going to run from the face of the serpent and the 10 horns, the European powers or the European nation that's against the God of Israel and the speak with the 12 tribes. If we have time, I will come back and precept them. But I want to read the next verse, Revelation 7, 1 through 8. Revelation 7, 1 through 8. This whole Revelation 12, we're going to come back when we got time. But I need to finish this, people. Revelation 7, 1 through 8. Before we read that, let's go to Jeremiah 31. We'll come back to that, too. Let's go to Revelation 7, 1 through 8. This is no people. What is about to take place up in this earth? You never witnessed it with your own eyes in life. This is a very spiritual moment. It's a very prophetic hour. And you people are so very sleep. Why you sleep? Because the Gentiles have put you to sleep. How did they put you to sleep, Israel? They put you to sleep through their medication, through their food, through their water, through their education system, through their job system, through their clothing system. All the clothes that y'all wear belong to demons. All the clothing lines that the Gentiles have created and made for you people to wear, they belong to demons and their gods. So these people got you so very sleep. You Hebrew Israelites and all y'all people that say y'all into the truth, you are sleep people, sleep, sleep, sleep. You're not awake. Still connected to the beast. That's why. You still connected to this world and the things of this world. Revelation 7. Let's read about the people that will live in this rising kingdom from the east. No, the kingdom ain't coming from the west. The kingdom ain't coming from the north. The kingdom not coming from the south. The kingdom will rise in the east on Mount Zion. That's where the kingdom will rise and sit on the holy mountain of the God of Israel. The same place it rose in ancient times when Moses and the children of Israel was out there at the Mount of God, the holy mountain of the God of Israel, when he was talking to them and they got scared and all of that, and fire was on the mountain. That same mountain. Can y'all hear me? That same mountain is where the God of Israel will sit the new kingdom. Now, let me read this. Revelation 7. And after these things, yeah, I can teach Revelation, people. Yeah, I can teach because I understand it. Why? Because I'm the prophet of the God of Israel. He revealed it to me in the prophetic. The Revelation is a very prophetic book. And if you're not connected to the God of Israel, you don't know nothing about what Revelation going on and talking about. John, you don't know what he's talking about. That's why the Christian church can't read nothing in Revelation but the seven churches. Every time they read Revelation, that's all they read, the seven churches and the mark of the beast. No, but I can go from page to page and break it down for you in the with knowledge and wisdom on high that come from the Holy Spirit and the God of Israel. And after these things, John said, I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor on any tree. Why was it angels standing on the four corners of the earth? What do the four corners of the earth mean? North, south, west, and east. Those are the four corners of the earth. And John saw an angel standing on, holding the four winds of the earth, that this wind should not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor on any tree. And I saw another angel ascending from the east. What did I just tell you? The rising kingdom is coming to the east or from the east. It's all about the children of Israel right now, the remnant. It's all about the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. High is my name. It's all about me now. You people don't did enough stuff now. It's all about me and my kingdom and my elect. I'm speaking to y'all prophetically what I hear right now. It's not about y'all people no more. I done gave you so much time. So much time I have gave you people. Not no more. It's time for my elect to rise. Thank you, God. Speak to your people, Father. Whatever you want me to say through me, speak. I'm your servant. Speak, Father. Speak. Please, my Father. I love you. Thank you. And it says right here, verse 2 of Revelation 7. And I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God. The seal of the living God. And he cried with a loud voice. That seal is his name. That seal is his mark. For the remnant. And he had the seal of the living God, my God. And he cried with a loud voice to angels, the four angels to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea. He cried. The one that came from the east, he began to cry to the four angels that was holding the four corners of the earth and the wind from hitting the earth and the sea. He cried. He had the seal of the living God, the other angel, saying, hurt not the earth, neither the sea, verse 3, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God in their foreheads. That service is 144,000 that will live in the rising kingdom. The last kingdom, the Hebrew nation, the Hebrew empire. He said, don't hurt the trees, the grass, or nothing till I have sealed. The service of our God and their forehead. The servants is the 10% people, the remnant. Those are the servants of the God of Israel. And I heard the number of them which were sealed, and there was still 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel. This is the remnant. This is the children of Israel that will rule in the Hebrew Empire and the kingdom. I heard a number of them which was sealed. It was 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel. Don't say nothing about no Gentiles being sealed, or called the servants of the God of Israel. No, it's only the children of Israel that the God of Israel is concerned about. They are his elect. They are his inheritance. They are his chosen people in the earth. He loved Israel. Israel is the apple of his eye. So he's going to seal the children of Israel, the remnant, in their forehead. Verse 4, and I heard the number of them which were sealed, and there were sealed 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel. So how can this crazy, satanic Christian church teach that Israel is dead, and Israel is done away, and Israel don't exist? We knew Israel. No, you are a Gentile. You would never be Israel. How can Israel be dead and they about to receive the mark in their forehead and they about to live in the kingdom, the new Jerusalem that's going to come down and sit on Mount Zion? How can they be dead? That's how sleep you people are. The God of Israel just told you, sleep. And it say, verse 5, of the tribe of Judah was sealed 12,000. It's only 12,000 people that's going to make from the tribe of Judah. That's a very small portion of people. Judah will represent the Negroes all across the world. That's Judah. We ain't talking about no Africans and none of that. I'm talking about Judah. They call us African American. We over there in Belize, Brazil, Australia. We all over. The black man and the black woman is Judah. It will only be 12,000 sealed of Judah. Small number. This is the 10% people I'm talking about that will live in the new rising kingdom. Only 12,000 of Judah. Little thousand people. And the whole world is asleep. The whole world is asleep. The whole world is asleep. Judah is my tribe. I'm from the tribe of Judah. Yahuda. In the Hebrew. There's only 12,000 of my tribe that will make it out of the New World Order. The 10 horns and the red dragon is standing against the woman with the 12 stars. So they're going to kill a lot of Judah. A lot of Judah going to die, people. If y'all people hear me, what I'm saying to y'all, a lot of Judah will die in the New World Order. Lots. If not the New World Order, car crashes, disease, we got still more pestilence coming, man. Don't believe, I told y'all that. I told y'all 3 years ago that after COVID, it would be more coming. More diseases, more pestilence. Your economy never going to come back, and it's not falling right now. So am I a liar prophet again? Your economy is falling right before your eyes. I told you 2 years ago, your economy is never coming back. That's what the God of Israel told me to tell y'all. But no, y'all didn't believe me. Look at your economy right now. It's falling all over the earth. Yes. So it will only be 12,000 of Jews that make it through the New World Order and all this death and destruction that sit from the God of Israel for our disobedience, for us breaking and not want to keep the law and not want to submit ourselves to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yes, people. It's called submission. It's called confession. It's called crying out to the God of Israel so he can help us. But the fool won't let you do that. The fool won't let you do that. There's something in the food and water that's so disturbing, people. So very disturbing to the people. Y'all wouldn't believe it. What's in the food and water. You can't cry. You can't submit. You can't love the God in. Because you don't want to detach yourself from the beast and his food and his water and his system and his way. So it will only be 12,000 of Judah. Of the tribe of Judah was still 12,000. Of the tribe of Reuben was still 12,000. Who is Reuben over there in Australia? In Australia, Reuben. The ones up there in the mountains and out there in the jungle running around with, you know, with their shirt off, with their booty showing and all. Those, that's Judah. The Seminole Indians in Australia. Judah, black people. The tribe of Reuben. I'm sorry, the tribe of Reuben. There's some Judah live in Australia too, but I'm talking about the indigenous people, the Indians that was there before Judah even got there off the slave ship. That's Reuben. Only 12,000 are Reuben. Jacob's oldest son, Reuben. Only 12,000 of them will make it out of the New World Order and out of the death and destruction and the wrath of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob and the God of Israel. Higher is my name. 12,000. They're going to live in a new kingdom. Of the tribe of Reuben, 12,000 were sealed. 12,000 of the tribe of Gad, the North American Indians. When we got to America in the 15th century, Gad was already living there. They was already there. Hebrews. Hebrews. Were sealed 12,000. Only 12,000 are going to make it over there. In a minute, they in North, they don't live over there by Wyoming, Arizona, Florida, all up in there is Gad. Down south, everywhere, Alabama, they all over. In America, that's Gad. Only 12,000 of them will make it out of the New World Order. Take heed to what I'm saying to you people. Because it's about to go down. You got some serious, serious stuff, people, about to go down, man. About to go down. Of the tribe of Gad was sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Asher was sealed 12,000. Asher's over there in Peru, Venezuela. Yeah. Yeah, I don't met these people personally. I know who they is. I've been to South America and Central. Yes, I know who they are. They Hebrews. They the children of Israel. Black people, Indians, dark, black. Some are mixed up. Hebrews people. Asher, Venezuela, Ecuador, Peru. You know, all up in there is Asher. South America. Only 12,000 of them would make it out of the New World Order. The order already been signed, people. The order have already been signed. I told you, you already got the Antichrist. You still waiting on him? He already been made. They already have him. Of the tribe of Asher was sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Naphtali was sealed 12,000. These are all Hebrew black people. They come from Africa, all of them. Naphtalians, Hawaiians. The Bible say they got hind feet over there in the book of Genesis 49 when Jacob called all his sons and daughters to his bed before he died. He told them what would happen to them in the last days. Said Naphtali got hind feet. They dance like hinds, like a back of a cow feet. Real light on their feet. Can jump, can beautiful. And the Bible say they greet you with goodly words. This is nobody but Hawaiians, the Indians that was there in 721 BC. They came across the water from Africa. Hebrews, Israel, 12,000 will only survive. Next tribe, of the tribe of Manasseh, was sealed 12,000. Who is Manasseh? Who is Manasseh? These are all the people now that had the seal of God in their forehead. That's going to make it through the destruction and the wrath. Remember the angel was holding back the wind? Because the God of Israel sent an angel crying and said, wait a minute. Don't let none of the wind go. Don't let none of the storms and the hurricanes and stuff go the way I want it to go. Y'all think these little water stuff you see now, storms and volcanoes blowing up and flooding here, people, it's going to get way worse than that. Way, way worse about people. The hurricanes that's going to hit this earth, you ain't never seen one in your life like that. So he's telling the angels, hold the wind back. I got to seal my services, the remnant. And once I seal them, that's why the God of Israel right now, people, the God of Israel, the God of the Hebrew kingdom, he's calling, he's trying to gather his people today, his remnant. And if you don't take, see, as long as you connected to this water and food, you'll never hear him. To educate, you'll never hear the God of Israel. You got to let all that stuff go of this world. All the things that belong to the beast, this is the only way he's going to seal you. This is the only way he can seal you. Because he say, if any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Any man love the world and the things in this world, the love of the Father is not in him. So you can hold on to your joys and your Xboxes and, you know, your big houses and your big cars and, you know, your foods. You know, go into Walmart and Kroger's and Joe Trading Club and filling up your fridge today with all that nasty stuff, that the food that's killing you and destroying you and keeping you away and keeping you from submitting and confessing and hearing the God of Israel. I'm speaking prophetically to y'all people. Now, why y'all got to go to go to Walmart and buy cases of water? The water's turning you plastic. You don't have no motions filled with plastic. This is what the God of Israel told me. He don't want you. You've got to separate yourself from the ten horns, which is the European nation, and the beast, the red dragon. This is Satan world. This is his system. This is his way, not the God of Israel way. You so jacked up and connected up, you can't even let it go. You can't even see straight. Look at here, man. We get ready to go in a minute, about 30 more minutes. I got to finish this. And of the tribe, I'm reading Revelation 7 about the 144,000 that will live in the new kingdom. And the tribe of Manasseh was sealed 12,000. Manasseh is the Cuban. Pabaya. Not the white folks over there saying they Cubans. Those are never Spaniards. Those are Spaniards. They say they Cuban. No, you're not Cuban. You're not Manasseh. Manasseh is the Indians, the dark, dark people. They came on the slave. They came not on the slave ship. They came on a ship with the other 10 tribes. It was 10 tribes came across the water and found a new world from Africa now, okay? They've been there. Manasseh been there many, many, many centuries, since the 7th century. B.C. Y'all hear me? B.C. Cubans, they call them. That's what the government calls them. Cubans. But they are Manasseh. 12,000 of them would make it out of the seal by the God of Israel. Next tribe. Verse 7. Of the tribe of Simeon was sealed 12,000. Simeon of Dominicans. Right next to Haiti, it's two islands. Two islands. If you go back to Genesis 49, it talk about the two brothers living right next to each other. Haiti, the Levite, the priest, and Simeon is the Dominican. 12,000 of them. Hebrews now. All these people are Hebrews. We make up one kingdom and one nation and one empire. And we have one God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Of the tribe of Simeon was sealed 12,000. Dominicans, the dark, the Indians, indigenous of the land, they say. Of the tribe of Levi, Haiti was sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Issachar was sealed 12,000. Issachar, Mexicans. Maya, they call them, the Aztecas, the Indians, the dark people, Hebrews. They was here before in 721. They all came on the ship, the 10 tribes. Maya, the Aztec, and the Mayans are Issachar, our brothers and our sisters. We all brothers and sisters. We are the Hebrew nation, only 12,000 of them. Going to make it out. Of the tribe of Zebulun was sealed 12,000. Zebulun, Panamanian. The dark people, dark Hebrews, Indians, Panamanian. Zebulun. Of the tribe of Joseph was sealed 12,000. Joseph. Ephraim. Ephraim represent Joseph. Ephraim, Puerto Ricans, they call them. Indigenous. I'm not talking about the Spanish people. I'm talking about the indigenous, the people that was there before the Spanish even got there. This is Joseph. This is Ephraim. Was still 12,000. Of the tribe of Benjamin was still 12,000. Benjamin. Jamaicans, these are the Hebrews people that will live in the rising kingdom, the last kingdom to stand and to rule and to reign in this earth will be the Hebrew kingdom. Ain't no Gentiles nowhere. Not in our kingdom. Not in our kingdom with the Gentiles. Be there. Yeah, they'll be on the outer court somewhere, way over there. Who knows? Who knows? That's what the Bible told John. Don't measure the outer court because that is going to be where the Gentiles are going to be. I don't know what out of court is, but it's not inside the kingdom. Somewhere over there. Let's go to Revelation 21 now, okay? Let's show you Revelation 21 now. I would like to read about that kingdom. And we're going to go back to Revelation 12 because I want to look up a few precepts if I have time to break that down farther to you. The last kingdom, rising empire, Hebrew nation, 12 tribes of Israel. L, audio number 2. So people, don't take what I'm teaching you very lightly today. Don't. Because we are right at the head. We are right at the head of this prophecy. These prophetic events are already taking place. But if you don't have the God of Israel as your God, you don't understand what's going on. You can't see what's going on. You can't feel what's going on. Be right here at the door. You see what's happening over in China? You see what's going on in China? They got millions of people right now locked down in the quarantine centers in China. Millions. Dragging people out of their house, dragging people out of their cars, dragging people off the street. Throwing them in the quarantine centers because they said for COVID-19 reasons. Can y'all people see it? That's going to be all over the earth in a minute. People, COVID ain't going nowhere. I told y'all that 3 years ago. COVID is not going nowhere. COVID is never going to go nowhere. Because the God of Israel, a higher, he gonna use COVID to discipline you, to destroy you. He got other pestilence coming too. That's part of his wrath. That's part of his wrath against the Jew and the Gentile, the Hebrews and the Gentiles. I told you COVID ain't going nowhere. Right now they got Fauci talking about the one over the diseases. Fauci, Dr. Fauci they call him. He's saying now, oh, it's getting high again. We don't know. It's rising again. It's rising. Yes, they're going to keep saying that, people. Because the God of Israel is not with you people right now. I'm trying to tell y'all, he only with the remnant. He only with the 12,000 of Judah, the 12,000 of Benjamin, the 12,000 of Asher, the 12,000 of Zebulun, the 12,000 of Naphtali, the 12,000 of Asher, the 12,000. He only with the remnant. He don't care what happened to the rest. He don't care what happened to the rest. No, he don't. And that's why they dragging them over there in China. They're going to drag them over here. They're going to drag them over there. They're going to drag them over here and throw you and force you into the quarantine centers. Y'all people don't understand. Your world is finished. Your God, Satan, is finished. He finished, and he know he finished. He just got you stupid people believing that this world going to continue and go on. He finished. He up there fighting right now, trying to take dominion, trying to take the God of Israel off his throne, trying to get rid of the God of Israel angels. You will never rule there, Satan. You will never sit on the sides of the north like you said over there in Isaiah. Never. The God of Israel would never let you do that. So let me just talk to y'all a minute. Let me just talk to y'all a minute. Let me see how much time I have. I got some time left. I'm trying to show you people who will reign and rule in the last kingdom. The Christian church always talking about the kingdom to come, but they don't know what the kingdom to come is. They don't even understand the kingdom. They don't know the God of the kingdom. They don't know the people of the kingdom. They don't know nothing about no kingdom. They don't know nothing. Stupid. All their leaders are stupid. So I'm reading now about the New Jerusalem, that kingdom that will rise out of the east and come down. They drug a woman to clone the cloning center in China. She just hollered and all kind of stuff. Why she hollered? Because she knows she ain't got no COVID. These people over there, they Gentiles, doing whatever they want to do. There's no protection, people. The God of Israel actually just trying to show y'all what is getting ready to take place all over the earth. Yes, people. It's called a new world order. We got to quarantine y'all because we believe y'all got a disease. Oh, we got to quarantine you. Your whole family got to go to the quarantine centers. They was called FEMA camps. Now they call quarantine centers. Well, they got FEMA camps and quarantine centers. FEMA camp is where you will work for them, doing whatever they want you to do. Working in their smart cities that they build. The quarantine centers for you to experiment on you. Yes, people, this has been revealed to me by the God of Israel. Ahai is my name. So, yes, I saw a new heaven. Revelation 21, people. I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth was passed away, and there was no more sea. So John said he saw a new heaven and a new earth, but the first one was passed away. A new heaven and a new earth. This earth will be destroyed, people. This earth that we are living in right now will be destroyed by the God of Israel. Ahai, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of the Hebrew kingdom. It will be destroyed. And that four winds that you saw the four angels holding before the servants of the living God was sealed, those four winds is what's going to destroy it. He said, hold on, don't hurt the seed. Don't hurt nothing right now, the grass. Let me seal my servants first. Those angels are about to loose. Listen to me, people. Those angels are about to loose the four winds of the earth. And when they loose the four winds of the earth, when the God of Israel tells them to let it go, it's over, people. It is over. It is over. You think you got wildfires now? Oh, my God. You're going to have fires everywhere. Meteorites falling out the sky, burning up stuff. Flood the whole city. Whole lands, floods, fire, draw, no food, no water, everything. When chaos, traumatic chaos going to hit the earth, all over the earth. When the four angels let go of the four winds. And I saw the new heaven. So he got to get rid of, because Satan and his angels is up there on a fight with Michael and all kind of stuff. He's going to get rid of that heaven. He's going to bring his heaven down. He's going to bring his heaven down. His heaven will be with his people, the children of Israel in the new kingdom. Hold on, people. I don't know what happened. Okay, I'm still going, people. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. We're going to destroy this earth with the four winds. For the first heaven and the first earth was passed away. And there was no more sea. No more sea. No more sea. Why? Because the God of Israel kingdom is coming down. It's so huge. It is so huge. It is so huge. The first earth was passed away and there was no sea. Revelation 21 verse 2. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adored for her husband. So John said, I saw the holy city. See, this city is holy. The ancient Jerusalem, they defiled that one. They polluted that one. They polluted that with all their gods and their groves and their images and their idolatry and their false worship and all the kings, Solomon and David and all the rest of them. The God of Israel destroyed the kingdom that was on earth and scattered the children of Israel all over the world. Now, he will rise his kingdom again. And he's going to bring the holy city, the new Jerusalem. Won't be no false gods up in that Baal and Jesus and Jesus and Allah and Buddha and all of them gods. Guadalupe, Ceramesis, Astar. Won't be none of them. Malcolm and Chamus and all the more gods that Solomon made. Won't be none of them gods there. The new Jerusalem, the holy city. See, the city of David, which is Jerusalem, they destroyed that with all their idolatry, their false gods. Now you're going to get the holy city coming down from the God of Israel as a bride adored for her husband. So Jerusalem, the Holy Spirit represents Jerusalem. She's a woman, adored, coming down, getting ready to marry the 12 tribes of Israel. It's about to be a wedding feast. It's about to be a marriage. You know about the marriage that the Son of God, Yeshua, spoke about. And he sent the servants out to invite all the people that they would come to the marriage supper of the God of Israel and his son. The first king and the second king is his son. You remember that? Well, Abraham won't be sitting there. And Isaac and Jacob, the holy city, gonna come down. The new Jerusalem, people. The new Jerusalem. Gonna sit right there on Mount Zion, the holy mountain. It's going to be beautiful. Let me tell you how it's going to look. I already showed you people going to live. The 12,000, 144,000 of each tribe. Not no Gentiles going to be in that city. None at all. And I'm going to prove that to you. And I saw John. And I saw John, the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride, for her husband. So the God of Israel is the husband. Can y'all hear me, people? The God of Israel is the husband, and he's about to marry the bride, the 12 tribes of Israel. The woman that had the 12 stars on her head, he's about to marry those people. No, the church is not the bride. The Christian church is not the bride of the God of Israel. Those are Gentiles. the God of Israel would never marry a Gentile. Never. Never, ever, ever in this world, in this life, will he marry a Gentile. So you're not the church, as you want to call it. Ain't no such thing as that, the church. That's some of your doctrine that you don't know. It's the 12 tribes of Israel, the Hebrew kingdom, the Hebrew nation, the rising empire that will rise out of the east to take down all you Gentiles. And your kingdom will fall. Your weapons won't be able to stop these people. Your missiles and your drones or whatever you got, Gentiles, won't be able to stop us, the children of Israel, the remnant. We will rule in our kingdom. We will rule in our mountain. We will rule in Jerusalem, the holy city. That's what your God Satan wants to stop. He wants to stop our dominion. He wants to stop our rulership. He want to stop it. But you don't got enough power, Satan, to stop it. You don't have enough power to stop it. You got your people, the 90%. Go ahead with them. And be happy with your 90% down in hell with you. Let them serve you with eternal fire and torment. Be happy with that. You deceive the whole world, the Bible says in Revelation chapter 12. You deceive the whole world. But not the remnant. They don't belong to you. You cannot have them. And you cannot stop them. You and your ten horns, the Pope and all the rest of them won't be able to stop. Listen, people. Get ready to leave now. I'm going to try to get the precept for you. Revelation 21. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adored for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of the heaven saying, behold. Behold. So the bride is the 12 tribes, the 12 stars that was on the woman's head. And her husband, it's the God of Israel. His name is Ahio. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That's her husband. Not Jesus. Not the Son of God. The Son of God cannot marry Israel. The God of Israel is their husband. The Father. He's the Father of the God of Israel. He's their husband. They are his bride. Not the Son of God. He's not the husband. He the Son. And I heard verse 3 of Revelation 21. And I heard a great voice out of the heavens saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with man, and we will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. So the tabernacle, the whole throne of the God of Israel, the whole heaven is coming down to sit inside of the new holy city. It's coming down. He's going to dwell with the children of Israel, his remnant. He's going to dwell. He's going to wipe all the tears off our face, off our eyes, out of our mind. We will rejoice in our new city. We will rejoice in our new kingdom with our God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He's going to dwell with us. He's going to dwell with no Gentile. Gentiles are nothing but dogs to him. Don't care nothing about that heathen nation, the Gentiles. Yes. He's going to help them if they won't help. If they won't help, if they want the God of Israel. But you won't be in the new kingdom with us. And I heard a great voice. And any bishop, pastor, whoever want to come, my phone number, you could call me later. If you want to discuss what the Gentile role is in the kingdom and what role they're going to play in the kingdom, please give me a call, 313-552-9002. I would love to discuss what you don't have no Bible verses to back up what you believe. Not one. That the church is the bride. What scripture is that? The what? The church. Are you kidding me? There's no scripture for that. You don't have one scripture to back up that information that you have been teaching the people for so very long. And he said here, and verse 4, and God shall wipe away all their tears from their eyes. What God? The God of Israel. And there shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying, neither should there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne, what did I just say? He that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write, for these words are true and faithful. Who is sitting on the throne? Not Jesus. Not Jesus. The husband. The father. He's sitting on the throne. And he said, behold, I write all things new. So every new, it's a new covenant. Remember over there in Jeremiah, he said, I'm going to make a new covenant with the house of Israel. Not like the covenant that I made with their fathers, but a new covenant. So right here, he's sitting on the throne. He done brought down heaven. He done brought down his throne. He done brought down the holy city. He's sitting there. He said, I'm going to write all things new now. So we will have a new rule. We will have new guidance. We will have new commandments that we need to follow in the new kingdom. It won't be like the old commandments that we had. I write all things new for my remnant. These are my holy people. These are the people that love me. These are the people that worship me. These are the people that submit to me and cry out to me. They love me with unconditional love. I write all things new for my people. He's going to write all things new. And he said unto me, write, for these words are true and faithful. So he told John to write it. And he said unto me, it is done. It is done now. I'm finished. I'm finished with the satanic world. I'm finished with these satanic people. I'm finished with their satanic God, Satan. I'm going to throw him in the lake of fire where he's going to burn forever, him and his people. I'm finished with all of that now. I'm finished. I'm finished. I have my kingdom, my holy city, not like the old city that I had, Jerusalem. This is the holy Jerusalem, the new Jerusalem. It is done. It's complete now. I am Alpha and Omega, in the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is thirsty of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcomes shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. Talking about the 12 tribes of Israel, we got to inherit. We got to overcome the world and the things in the world and submit to our God right now. He that overcome will inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. Talking about Israel. But the fearful and the unbeliever and the abominable and the murderers and the whoremongers and the sorcerers and the idolaters and all liars that shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. And there came unto me one of the seven angels, verse 9, which had the seven vials full of the seven last plagues of the God of Israel, and talked with me, saying, come hither, and I will show thee the bride, Yeshua's wife. That right there is an injection to me. It say the Lamb's wife. No. This is an injection to me right here. Because you just read over there where it say the bride is going to be a door for her husband. And then it said, God shall wipe away all the tears, and God shall write and set upon his throne. So how can you get way over here in verse 8 where it said the Lamb, the bride, the Lamb's wife? It's an injection. They want to add the Christian church right here. So they injected this in the Hebrew scrolls, and they translated Bible that we have, and they put the Lamb's wife. No, the Son of God ain't going to marry nobody. The Father, the children of Israel have always been the bride and the wife of the God of Israel. It's scriptures all through the Old Testament that says that and state that. So no, the Son of God, no, he's not going to marry Israel. We belong to the Father. The Father is our husband. Remember it said over there that he gave us a bill of divorce, Israel, because they turned away from him and went towards other gods? So this is injected right here where it say the Lamb's wife. Injection, just to bring forth the Christian church doctrine. The 10 horns, they put that there. And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain and showed me that great city. It's a great and high mountain where the kingdom will rule. High, great, great and high mountain where the God of Israel lives, Zion. That's the mountain, Mount Zion, the holy mount of the God of Israel. He showed me a great and high mountain, he said. And show me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, which is the new kingdom, the last kingdom, the rising empire, where the Hebrew nation and 12 tribes, 144,000, 12,000 out of each tribe will rule and reign from. The remnant people. This is our kingdom. This is our city. And it says right here, a great city, the holy Jerusalem. Now Jerusalem is going to be holy. It used to be unholy. And that's why we got scattered and kicked out into the Gentile nations. Because we polluted Jerusalem. Now it's going to be only holy people living there. And the God of Israel is going to live in the midst of us. He's our king. He's our God. He's the first ruling king. That's why he told the children of Israel, you don't need no king. I'm your king. What you need with a king? And my son is the second king. I gave the kingdom to him, and he was born into the earth. And he became the king of the children of Israel. Children of Israel. I'm the heavenly king. He became your earthly king when he was born in the earth. So he said, he took me up to a great and high mountain, the prophet John said. Great and high, and showed me a great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending from out of heaven from God, having the glory of God. And her light was like unto a stone, most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. My God, what a beautiful place. And it had a wall great and high. It had 12 gates. And the 12 gates and the 12 and at the gates 12 angels, and a name written thereon, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. Remember the woman in Revelation 12 that ran into her place for 3.5 years? While the great tribulation is going on in the world, the new world order and all of that, she ran and hid for 3.5 years till all that was finished and over. That's the remnant. The 12 stars represent her. The 12 tribes of Israel will live in the new kingdom. That's what it's saying. The names of the 12 tribes, verse 12, 21, Revelation 21, 12. It was 12 gates. At the gate, 12 angels. So each gate is where the children of Israel will live. Each gate, there's no Gentiles here. Only the 12 tribes of Israel. And you see how the Christian church want to teach you that Israel is dead and done away with? And right here in Revelation, the 12 tribes will live in the new kingdom, the new Jerusalem, which is the new empire of the Hebrew nation. Y'all people believe me. Look what it says. And let me go back. Let me see how much time, because I do want to precept a couple of things. I'm running out of time. I have some other things to do. But, hey, the God of Israel business is more important than me. So I'm going to read this down a little bit, and I'm going to try to precept a few things for you, okay? So it said the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. On the east, 3 gates. On the east, 3 gates. On the east, 3 gates. On the north, 3 gates. On the west, 3 gates. Let me start over. Verse 13 of Revelation 21. On the east is 3 gates. On the north is 3 gates. On the south is 3 gates. And on the west is 3 gates. All the 12 tribes of Israel will live in these gates. You got Judah, Issachar, and Zebulun. They will live in 1 gate. Can y'all hear me? Judah, Issachar, and Zebulun will live in 1 gate together. They the first gate, which is the east, I believe. They the first gate, because they, if you go back over there in the Old Testament, when they began, Aaron and Moses began to name the tribes of Israel that was